Steve, first, thank you very much for inviting me down here to see where, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is the place that Justin Bieber used to come to buy his instruments, rent his instruments. What was it exactly?
Yeah, Justin would come here to rent, to buy, to try out different instruments. He was proficient in a lot of different things, so from guitar to piano, he tried them all.
Now, it was under a different name, correct?
Yeah, we used to be the Carpenter Shop. Mm-hmm. We were the Carpenter Shop for about 30 years, and then in, I believe, 2001, 2002, we became Along and McQuaid's.
Did you actually know Justin Bieber? Did you meet him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most of the staff that work here knew Justin Bieber.
So before he became famous, what was he actually like?
He was just a typical kid. He was very confident and just your regular kid, full of energy and wanting to explore the world.
Was there any particular instruments? Like, what were the instruments he actually would pick up? And was there any particular one that you may have, thinking about it now, noticed that maybe he was really attracted to?
Well, Justin always played guitar. He was an acoustic guitar player, but I'd also seen him play piano and drums. He was a really good drummer, and obviously still is.
Now, as we say guitar, one of your coworkers introduced me to a guitar that you have just above the door of your store, and it's signed by Justin Bieber. What's the story behind that?
Well, Justin is a left-handed guitar player, which is very rare in itself, and they wanted to get a left-handed electric guitar for Justin to try out and to learn guitar on, and that was a rental guitar that we had that he actually rented. So after Justin got famous, we looked through our system to see if there was anything that we had that he had played in the past. We found that guitar, and while he was in town here recording on a weekend, we brought it over to him and had him sign it, and we just kept it in the store.
Now, you just threw something out at me, which I didn't realize. Not probably he doesn't do it now, though, but was he recording here in Stratford?
Yeah, he recorded here not too long ago, part of his acoustic album.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Yeah, one of the local fellows that used to work for us, Ryan Tour, they had a recording studio just north of town here called Signature Studios, or The Swamp, it was renamed. And they actually, when Justin came in to record, they had moved the recording studio, but they brought it all back and set it up for him, and he recorded part of his acoustic album there.
From what you remember of him then to what you see now, what do you consider his talents are like, whether it be vocally or how he plays his instruments? What do you think?
Well, I think he's very good. I think he has tons of talent. And his greatest talent is the ability to keep people entertained. I think he's great. I'm really proud of him. I'm glad that he came from our town, and I think he's got a lot ahead of him.
Does it surprise you, though, that literally, because as we are speaking now, it's 2 weeks away. He's up for, I do believe, 3 or 2 Grammy Awards, you know, the biggest awards that you can get in music. Did you ever think 3 years ago that this young kid would be considered one of the biggest artists on the planet?
No, I don't think anybody did, because it's pretty much a fairy tale story, really, when you think of it. Doesn't matter how good you are, there's all kinds of really talented people hidden around the world, and Justin got a shot, and he took it, and he's made it, so that's amazing. Good for him.
Because, of course, this store is part of this Justin Bieber experience tour, do you have a lot of people come in? And what do they say? What do they ask for?
Most people that do come in, they want to know if Justin was here, if this is a story spent on, and if any of us know him. And, of course, the answer is yes. So they're pretty excited to be in the same town and the same places that he's been at. And, they're just really excited to be a part of this person that's, you know, elevated up to world stage right now. So,
well, when you feast your eyes upon the signed guitar, what is that like for the folks who come in?
It's pretty exciting. There's some young gals that have come in, and they've been in tears because, wow, Justin touched that guitar, and and they want to have their picture taken with it, of course, we let them do that. So,
so you actually take it down and let them take pictures?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Wow. You have guts. Aren't you worried that one of them might just go and just sprint out the door with it?
I don't know. I believe in people a little more than that. So, if they do that, then they have to live with it, I guess.
Now, I'm just curious. The guitar itself, how much is the guitar? Without the signature, if it was just a regular guitar, how much is it?
It's like a couple $100.
Okay. How much wild guess do you think with his signature now, what do you think it'd be worth?
I have no idea. I mean, some things go for ridiculous amounts of money, depending on how bad somebody wants it. Maybe 5,000. Who knows?
Would you ever consider selling it?
Yeah, actually, we have thought about doing that, whether or not we can or we should. We were thinking that we as a company, raised money for Toronto Sick Kids Music Therapy Program, and we're considering maybe doing that next fall. We put it up for an auction, and the money then would go towards Toronto Sick Kids.
What do you think about, do you think Justin Bieber, with everything that he's been going through and what he's been doing, do you think he's a good representative, representing Stratford? Do you think he does that well?
Oh, yeah, I think he does. He's an amazing representative for Stratford, and I think he's a good representative for young people trying to make it in the music scene these days and with hopes and dreams. So I think he does a great job. I'm actually really proud at the image that he has right now. It's nice, and it's innocent.
And how is his what he's done here helped your business?
Well, monetarily, maybe not a whole lot, but it's definitely brought a lot of interest and traffic to our town and to our store. It's maybe a little more excitement than we're used to, but we're grateful.
Do you ever think now that when you see a young child who comes in and wants to sit down and try out a guitar or a pair of drums, do you ever kind of look at them and go, I wonder if lightning can strike twice?
Oh, definitely. I definitely believe that in this time and period in human history, that just about anything could happen with the way media is so universal and everybody has access to it. I really believe that anybody that has talent and willing to try it can possibly make it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for this interview.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.